Family Support Center Food Pantry. Please donate non-perishable food, holiday supplies, school uniforms, or a monetary contribution for school uniforms to help families in need. For complete details about Holiday Fest 2011 for Mumsel, call 314-516-5291 or email ashley.lyte@gmail.com.
Football is back, and so is Touchdown to Cash at Casino Queen. Every Tuesday through Saturday, correctly pick two games and receive $20 in Royal Free Play valid the following Sunday. Plus, you'll be entered to win $1,000 in Royal Free Play in the weekly drawing on Sundays at 4:30. Touchdown to Cash is back, so get into the game and join the fun all season long at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A one-pound T-bone steak with fries is just $9.99. Tonight only at Yacovelli's in Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Enjoy a delicious one-pound T-bone steak and fries. Just $9.99 tonight only at Yacovelli's Restaurant in Florissant. Online at yacovellis.com.
At JCPenney this Friday and Saturday, they're giving you an extra 20% off when you use your JCPenney Rewards credit card. JCPenney.
Some prefer cremation, and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized I saw my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry. Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop thinking?
I was always so disappointed I could never say all the words of this song.
It was very tough.
Couldn't really do it.
I like these guys. I saw an HBO special on them with a concert. They were great.
And who are they?
Bare Naked Ladies,
that's right.
And then they broke up for a little while. And one of the guys, one of the main singers, left the band. So now they're back together again, except for that one man.
I think they're the ones that do the Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
Yeah. 5:15, good afternoon. Welcome to the weekend. I'm Bill Cleveland. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Great to have you along. We'll do a little round of introductions here, and then we'll do our Friday trivia, and we have a few stories to kick around as well. You can start calling now if you'd like, 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. First up, DJ Mixmaster of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I just made that up. I don't know if it makes any sense or not. Here he is, everybody, Eon the Peon.
Hi, Bill. Happy Friday, everyone.
Okay.
DJ Mixmaster.
I don't know. It's on a whim.
That's nice.
Yeah, I don't really like it.
Let's roll the tape back. I have to do that over again. Here's Tina Dalpiez, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Okay. And Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse, everybody.
Pleasure, Bill, as always.
Okay.
Hello, everyone.
All right. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS. Toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Become a Friday tradition here in the 5 o'clock hour. We do a little trivia. We call it Who Do You Trust? I'll ask a trivia question. The folks here in the room will give an answer. You pick the person that you think you trust the most, or you can select neither, or I should say any of them. And if you are correct, you get, was it three in a row? Will you do three?
Yes.
In a row? Mm-hmm. I never remember the rules to my own game.
And boy,
that's kind of sad.
And with your first trivia show this weekend, you think you'd be getting this all in order, but apparently not.
You would think. So Dan's taking your calls again, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And real quick, this is, I was going to mention this later, but Ticketmaster, you're familiar with Ticketmaster if you've ordered concert tickets or what else? I guess they do pretty much just concert tickets. Shows maybe over at the different amphitheaters and venues and sports tickets too, don't they do some sports tickets?
I think so.
Ticketmaster
cover a lot. Yeah.
There's a story about Ticketmaster, and if you've bought tickets through their website because of some sort of a class action lawsuit, apparently, I don't know, I'm paraphrasing here, they were taking a little money off the top for themselves. They should not have been. So you'll be getting a refund of $1.50 per ticket if you've been using them from, October 21st, 1999 through October 19th of this year.
Wow. I think
they can't kind of prove it?
Up to 17 tickets. Well, they should have. I would imagine they'd have all
I
that.
I think I've
in
ordered like 5,000 over that period.
Well, I believe the limit is 17. That's what it says here, per ticket order up
to
17. Well, wait, maybe not. No, 17. Or yeah, up to 17 orders. So if you've bought at least 17, you'll get that much money back. But you know that wouldn't.
How do we do that?
What are you gonna? It doesn't tell me here.
Maybe go to Ticketmaster.
You'll be hearing about it as well. Well, they didn't put it on there. Apparently,
to fill out the application, right. They charge you a processing fee.
Yeah. We'll talk more about this in just a few minutes. All right, we got a bunch of calls here. It's our Friday trivia. This is Marty. Hello, Marty.
Hi there.
Hey, Marty. What's going on? Welcome to the weekend, man.
Well, thanks.
All right. So you know how this works. I will ask the trivia question. Tina, Peon, and Dan Strauss will all take a stab at it. And then you can say you trust one of them, or you can say you trust none of them, okay?
All right.
Good luck. Here we go. Question number one. How many arches were on the old Busch Stadium? We'll start with Peon.
64.
Tina.
32.
And Dan.
69.
Okay, I think he just wanted to say 69.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Marty, who do you trust?
I'm going to go with none of them.
That is an excellent choice. There were 96.
Oh.
96. All right, that's one for Marty. All right, here we go. What does the acronym SCUBA stand for?
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going?
Yeah, I don't think we have
that's right, yeah. That's two. Okay, this may be the shortest trivia segment we've done so far.
Not really a good question for who do you trust.
No, it really isn't. I should have thought that
and
through.
No kidding. What the hell are we going to come up with?
Let me
saturated conditioning.
Let me make a note so I don't make that same mistake on my first show tomorrow night. Boy, that would be embarrassing.
Wow.
John D. Rockefeller, the wealthy Rockefeller family, founded which popular oil company?
Dan's first.
Yes, Dan?
Exxon.
Peon?
Shell.
Tina?
Esso.
Esso?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
ESSO.
ESSO. Okay. Marty, which one do you trust?
I'm going to go with none of them.
The answer is Standard Oil.
Wow. We have a winner.
Wow. All right.
Way to ruin our Friday, Marty.
Yeah, Marty, Jiminy Christmas. All right, we'll keep playing. Marty, hold on for us, okay?
Thank you.
Marty, he's too smart. On we go to Megan. Hello, Megan.
Hi.
All right, Megan, what's going on?
Sitting in the car.
Okay.
How old are you, Megan?
You're not driving, are you?
No.
Okay.
Well. Hey, Megan, you're going to have to turn your radio down because I know people are probably trying to listen to you, but you'll have a hard time figuring things out.
Yeah, turn the radio down. And here we go. All right. Statistically, the cloudiest city in America, I'll give you choices. The cloudiest city in America, statistically, is it located in Arkansas, Oregon, or Washington? We'll start with Peon.
Washington.
Okay. Tina?
Oregon.
Okay, that leaves Dan with Arkansas.
I'll say Arkansas,
nice
Bill.
Job, Dan. Yes. So who do you trust, or do you not trust any of them? Well, I guess you got to trust one of them. Sorry. That's dumb. What a dumb game.
Don't do
game.
That one tomorrow either.
Sorry. Hang on. Let me make a note for that, too. All right. Megan, what do you think?
What was the second choice?
Washington, Oregon, or Arkansas?
Yep, which one? We are off at 6 o'clock.
Washington.
Nope, that's not right. No, actually, it's Arkansas.
Wow.
Cold Bay, Arkansas. Statistically, 305 days out of the year are cloudy.
I had it right.
Seattle, Washington, on average, 226 days out of the year. In Portland, Oregon, third most cloudy. 222 days.
So
Megan, thanks
bad
for playing. You have a good weekend, okay? There's Megan, and up next is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday. You too, Bill. All right, here we go. What two states have record highs no greater than 100 degrees? What two states have record highs no greater than 100 degrees? I believe we start with Tina.
I'll say Washington and Maine.
Okay. Dan?
North Dakota and South Dakota.
All right. Peon?
Alaska and Minnesota.
All right. Bill, who do you trust?
I'm going to say no one.
That's a good choice. Alaska and Hawaii.
Whoa!
Oh.
Alaska and Hawaii.
Peon had part of it, right?
I did.
Part of it. All right. Bill.
That's the glasses.
Yes. That is what... Peon sporting some new glasses.
Yeah.
New glasses today. Let's see. Nicknamed the Miracle on Ice, the United States Olympic hockey team defeated the Soviet Union in what year? We will begin with Dan.
1980.
Peon.
1984.
And Tina.
1982.
All right, Bill.
I believe Dan said 1980, and that's the right answer.
That is correct. It was indeed 1980. 1980.
But who did they beat to win the gold medal?
Oh, they beat Finland.
That's right. Hey!
Wow.
Nice one.
Wow. All right. How about this one? This is kind of tough. What is, what state capital, I should say, is the highest state capital at 7,000 feet above sea level? All right. What state capital is the highest state capital at 7,000 feet above sea level? Peon.
Denver.
We are off at 6 o'clock, Peon. I'm sorry, you say Denver.
Yes.
Denver, Colorado? Okay. Tina.
Juneau.
Juneau, Alaska? Okay. Dan?
Louisiana.
Okay, Louisiana.
A capital.
Not a state capital.
Oh, capital.
Baton Rouge would be a state capital, I believe,
Baton
right?
Baton Rouge.
Okay. I hope it's a state capital. I think it is.
Baton Rouge is, but I don't think either one of those are correct answers.
So you're saying none of them?
None of those.
You don't trust any of these people?
Okay. I don't. Not this time.
I wouldn't either. Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Isn't Louisiana below sea level, right?
Yes. Santa Fe, 7,000 feet. Is that another winner?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
What the hell's going on, Bill? Yeah.
You know, you just can't win, folks. The questions are too tough or they're too easy. There's no pleasing these people. All right, hold on, Bill. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Oh, my God. All right.
Well, it's the Christmas season.
This is not going well.
I think it's going fine. This is Dale. Hello,
good
Dale.
For the listeners.
Oh, AM and a PM.
All right, tell the truth, Dale. How have you done well with these questions so far? Have you?
Well, half and half, I guess.
All right. Well, see, that's good. That's what you want. You want about you want half and half. How about this? Another state trivia here. We'll begin with this one: West Virginia. Oh crap! I just gave it away. Idiot! What is wrong with me?
West Virginia.
That's right. I was going to say, which state is the only state in the Union without a natural lake? And that would have been West Virginia. Sorry. Sorry.
You're a little nervous with your first show.
Big
show's
coming up.
When's your first show this weekend,
Bill?
Tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11, right here on this very signal?
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be just like this.
What happened?
Nothing. What state had the first city to include fluoride in their water? All right, a city in this particular state was the first city to put in the U.S. to put fluoride in their water. You just tell me the state. You don't have to be. Tell me the city.
Florida.
Okay.
All right. Peon says Florida. Tina?
Indiana.
All right. And Dan?
Missouri.
All right. What do you think, Dale?
None of them.
That is correct. Grand Rapids, Michigan. First city to put fluoride in their drinking water. How about this? Which president is a distant cousin of Elvis Presley? Is it you, Tina?
Okay.
A president is a distant cousin of Elvis Presley.
I'm going to say Jimmy Carter.
Dan?
Bill Clinton.
Peon.
Harry Truman.
All right. Dale?
None of them.
I should have went with Tina. Jimmy Carter.
Oh. I thought it was Nixon myself.
Yep, Jimmy Carter. All right. Hey, thanks for playing. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
All right, and I believe that will conclude trivia here on a Friday afternoon. That was fast. We had a few winners. That's good.
We did.
That was good. All right, that makes up for all the times that we didn't have any winners. All right, a couple of stories here. Have you heard of an app? Peon, you download a lot of apps, don't you, for your phone?
Somewhat.
There is a new app in the iTunes store. It's causing a lot of controversy. A lot of parents are upset with it for cyberbullying, and it's called the Ugly Meter.
Now, this sounds kind of funny to me, but I guess not for young kids.
All
probably
right, so
not
download
an appropriate
the app.
Thing. It's reached 3 million downloads in the iTunes App Store. And I guess you hold it up to your face, and I don't know that it really detects anything. I think it's just sort of a
random,
shot in the dark sort of thing. The app claims to scan facial details in a photograph and then assign a rating of 0 to 10 on the so-called ugly scale. Ratings come with a joke-style description, such as, when you walk past a bathroom, the toilet flushes. Well, that's not very nice.
Oh. Ooh.
That's not very nice. Low scores on the scale receive more favorable descriptions, such as winning. So, you want to look that up? Maybe we'll go around the room here and see which one of us ranked the best on the ugly... That's not good. You shouldn't. The kids don't... You don't need to be playing.
It's a free app.
It doesn't say... Well, no, it's just... I don't know. It doesn't say if you have to pay for it or not. PN will find out momentarily, I'm sure. This is pretty interesting. FDR, they've released some memos, some declassified memos that said FDR knew of the attack on Hawaii 3 days before Pearl Harbor happened. Here's your trivia. What day was the Pearl Harbor?
Oh.
What?
Pearl Harbor Day.
December 7th.
It's coming up.
December 7th.
Pearl Harbor Day.
Oh, that was like...
December 1941 was... oh, man. It doesn't tell me the day.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. It's embarrassing. It is the 7th. Yeah. Sorry. December 7th, 1941.
Is anybody here still in the building that can cancel this first show?
Yeah, we need to get rid of this. Holy cow. Did you find the ugly meter?
No, I'm an Android.
I know you don't have it.
Is this for an iPhone?
Yes. Well, it says iPhone, but aren't a lot of those apps interchangeable?
Some are.
We have the top 10 searches, speaking of iPhones. The iPhone was the top search on the internet search engine Bing for the year 2011. What do you think some of the other ones were?
I was about some orange juice.
No, the Bing.
What was the question?
The search engine. The top 10 searches in 2011.
Boobs.
Oh.
On... Are you talking about
asking your searches?
You talking about my computer or
everybody
else's computers?
Overall.
Are these people?
iPhone was
people?
The number one. Just searches you'd put in the search engine.
Big giant boobs?
No.
No boobs are on there at all?
No.
Wow. That's absurd.
Yeah. I don't know.
Justin Bieber probably
won. Justin Bieber?
No, Justin Bieber's not on the list. Here are the 10. We'll start with number 10. Osama bin Laden.
Kardashians.
Japan earthquake.
Oh, wow.
Jennifer Aniston was number 8.
Wow.
Number 7, American Idol. Number 6, Lindsay Lohan. Number 5, Jennifer Lopez. Number 4, you like this one, Dan, Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah. And she's getting divorced.
She's not getting divorced.
She's
they
not?
Both have denied it.
Really?
Yes.
Is she like... Is
when
she,
the heck started that?
Where is she from? Is she an American girl or is
I
she
believe
from...
So.
I think so.
Because listening to her the other night on one of the TV shows, she had some sort of an accent, sort of a weird accent.
Maybe like, she's picked it up from Russell.
From her. That could be. That could be. Katy Perry's number 4. Number 3, Kim Kardashian. God help us all. Number 2, Casey Anthony.
I can see
that. A
lot
of people search for that. And then the iPhone, the number 1 search there of 2011. All right. We have to take a quick break. We'll come back... I got a great story about Piers Morgan that I absolutely cannot stand, and I think we'll be able to have a little
you
bit of...
You can't stand the story, or you can't
I can't stand
him.
The story. I can't stand him either. Oh. We'll take a break. Back in a few. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Time for a look at traffic with Frank Ladd and your Golden Oaklandine Airborne Traffic. Frank?
Thanks, Tina. They're working with a crash on northbound 109. It's blocked just north of Eureka High School. It got you back up to Highway 44 now. 40 westbound, they've cleared that crash just after Spady. That happened in the left lane, but you still have some slow going now. Westbound 40 between Clayton Warson and essentially out to Mason Road. Then again, you're going to see some heavy pockets out at 141. And again, from about the Iceplex all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Just past the Boone Bridge now, got a crash on the right shoulder, westbound 40. That one's after Highway K. That has you backed up to about the Research Park. That's westbound 40. 40. Heavy headed out of the city westbound 40 Kings Highway to McCausland. Southbound on 270, that normal slow stretch, Page down to Doherty Ferry. Heavy up in North County eastbound on 270 between McDonald Boulevard and New Florissant. They've cleared that crash, Lindbergh at McDonald, that had been blocking lanes in both directions. Eastbound 70 heavy now between Grand and 10th Street. They were still working on that crash. Eastbound 70 at West Florissant. You're still a little bit of volume now approaching the Poplar Street Bridge eastbound on Highway 40. Slow going as well as you make your way westbound on Highway 44 between 270 and Bowles. This update brought to you by the Burlington Coat Factory. It's cold outside, so come into Burlington today for great warm winter coats at incredibly low prices. Nobody has more coats and more brands than Burlington Coat Factory. Brag about it. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550, KTRS.
KTRS is playing Santa again with the U.S. Marines for the 2011 Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive. Join us on Friday, December 9th at Plaza Frontenac, where KTRS personalities will broadcast live from 9 to 3 p.m. Light up the life of a needy child by dropping off your new unwrapped Toys for Tots donation at one of our drop boxes at Plaza Frontenac during the broadcast. The Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive is brought to you by Webster Dental Care, where quality and comfort are their top priority, and by American Equity Mortgage. They'll get you to a better place. Happy holidays from the Big 550 KTRS, the talk of St. Louis.
I think the biggest thing in changing out the wood spindles to iron is that most everyone has wood, so most balustrades look the same.
George Thomas, the owner of Thomas Stairs.
And with the iron, you can personalize your balustrade by picking something that's unique with a finish and a style and a combination of balusters that really open up the look of the room.
Thomas Stairs, St. Louis's original baluster replacement system, can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform with today's building codes.
Most people can't believe the difference of the change, and that's why I say go to our website at thomasstairs.com, because you can see a lot of before and after pictures of some of the jobs that we've done. And when we take out those wood spindles, it just seems to open up the room.
To see the quality and safety that Thomas Stairs can add to the character of your home, go to thomasstairs.com.
Hey, boys and girls, John Hadley here for Cheeseburger Cheeseburger. Let me give you a glorious idea. Let me plant the seed for you. How about double dipping? You go by Cheeseburger Cheeseburger, enjoy a glorious meal, and then share. How about picking up some gift cards? I don't think there's any better way of saying, hey, I dig you, hey, I respect you, hey, thank you, than a Cheeseburger Cheeseburger gift card, because those who receive the gift card will share in a glorious meal. 100% all natural Angus beef, 5 different sized burgers, the freshest salads you're going to have anywhere in the world. My daughter loves the Cheewrap Cheewraps, in particular the chicken wrap. I'm a big fan of the freshly cut french fries. I know the McGraw-Millhaven loves the onion rings. Do yourself a favor. There's 2 locations, one in Chesterfield Mall, the other in De Pere on Manchester Road in a Trader Joe's shopping center. Head out to Cheeseburger Cheeseburger for a glorious meal and gift cards. Share the joy of Cheeseburger Cheeseburger.
Back by popular demand for one show only, Finale's Encore at the J. It presents the Sinatra Songbook on Saturday, December 17th at 8 p.m. Backed by a 12-piece Steve Shankman Orchestra, Sinatra stylist Tom Heidman will take you on a trip from Chicago to New York, delivering every song his way. Seating for the Sinatra Songbook will be in a cabaret-style setting in the state-of-the-art Performing Arts Center at the Jewish Community Center, located 1/10 of a mile off of Lindbergh at Schutz Road. A perfect setting for your holiday party. Don't miss this show on Saturday, December 17th at 8 p.m. Tickets for the show are at Ticketmaster.com. Charge by phone at 1-800-745-3000 and at all Ticketmaster outlets. One show only. You also may purchase tickets at the Encore Lobby box office. Visit Encore's website, EncoreAtTheJ.com. Or call Angela, 314-721-9090, extension 203. All shows presented by Contemporary Productions and sponsored by Maryville University and Morgan Stanley Smith Barney.
The McGraw Show.
Good morning, David Blaustein.
Hello.
Weekday mornings at 6.
Frank Opinion, the afternoon host here, says Billy Crystal's best role, hands down, was Mr. Saturday Night.
That is a great movie. I've probably seen it 20 times. I agree, it is a great role. But for me, his best role will always be on Soap.
The Big 550.
When he played Jody on Soap. I used to sneak behind the bookcase and watch. when I was about 6 or 7 years old while my family was watching it and I was supposed to be sleeping.
KTRS. Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Hi. This is Scott Sherman, KTRS legal analyst and Wednesday's carousel of co-hosts on the Showgram with JC and Trish, asking you to join me Saturdays at 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS for my own show, Night Court, where we discuss today's hottest legal topics in a totally different way. That's Night Court, Saturdays at 5 on the Big 550 KTRS. Night Court, because you can't really make fun of the legal system until you understand it.
A one-pound T-bone steak with fries is just $9.99. Tonight only at Iacovelli's in Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Enjoy a delicious one-pound T-bone steak and fries. Just $9.99 tonight only at Iacovelli's restaurant in Florissant. Online at Iacovelli's.com.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday.
It is indeed Aloha Friday here on the large morning show in the afternoon. It's Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Thompson Price. Check him out online. You can go to thompsonprice.com. That's thompsonprice.com. Very proud every Friday to introduce this guy to you. Here he is, everybody, Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Give it up. Hey, we start off with a pop quiz question. Mike Myers makes his own Christmas gifts for his special friends. What does Mike Myers send his friends? Does he make homemade Christmas candy and Christmas cookies from his grandmother's recipe? Does he go and have us to a studio, hire musicians and sing Christmas carols that he puts on a CD? Or does he hand-paint little toy soldiers and send them to his friends? Answer in just a minute. Here's a profile on Robert Downey Jr. His fellow actors have just voted Robert Downey Jr. the most respected actor in Hollywood. He is very happily married to Susan, who is also his business partner, and he has a son named Indio. And Robert is also his son Indio's soccer and little league coach. Great guy that fought a horrible drug addiction, used to get in fights in jail while he was in jail, turned his life around, and he's really one of the best actors in Hollywood. By the way, Robert Downey Sr., his dad, is still acting. Almost 80 years old, he was the judge in Tower Heist, if you saw that movie, the Eddie Murphy film that was out just a few weeks ago. TV Nugget, NBC's The Voice, may not hold up to American Idol or X Factor as far as ratings, but all four judges on The Voice, Christina Aguilera.
He's a little rough.
CeeLo Green, Adam Levine, and Blake Shelton. All four of them have been, this week, were nominated for Grammys.
Wow. How about that?
That's pretty impressive.
That's very impressive.
Sports shorts. Well, you know, it's the big Oklahoma State game. You got Michigan State playing Wisconsin. What's up with the college conference championship game to decide the champion of the Pac-12? They're playing it this afternoon, this evening. UCLA is a 33-point underdog.
Oh,
how do you make it to the championship game and be a 33-point underdog?
I don't know. Really?
That's sad.
Hey, homie, what do you think about this the basketball thing with their coming back on Christmas? Do you like that? Are you a basketball fan at all?
I'm not a huge basketball fan, but I do like basketball enough. I'm glad they're coming back.
Oh, okay.
Lakers and Bulls on Christmas Day. We'll be checking that out.
I
like basketball, huh?
Uh-huh.
You like basketball, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you got that great St. Louis.
College
basketball to me is more fun than professional basketball.
I like college basketball better.
I'm not a big college basketball fan, and I like sports, and I I'd like to really get into college basketball. But I just have trouble doing it. I mean, until it gets to the
March Madness.
That's the tournament.
That's when I get into it.
Tournament. Odds and ends, the number of households with televisions have dropped for the first time ever. The reasons include people getting shows on the web, mobile devices, and other video outlets. The economy has slowed sales of televisions. And with the switch from analog to digital broadcasting, some just didn't make the crossover. That is strange that there are fewer televisions now than there were in the past generations. And 16-year-old Gemma Vasquez, she has got to be thrilled. She won a national contest. Imagine how excited and proud her parents are. 16-year-old Gemma Vasquez won a national search. She is the national Snooki lookalike.
Oh, man, congratulations.
Isn't that beautiful? How wonderful is that?
Let's get her on the show.
I'm proud of her parents. She's just the perfect shade of orange. It's really very nice. All right, you got Mike Myers, and he has his Christmas gifts to his friends. Does he go into a studio, hire musicians, sing Christmas carols, and put out a CD? Does he hand-paint little toy soldiers, or does he spend hours cooking his grandmother's recipe of Christmas candy and cookies?
Mm. Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'm going to guess he sings.
I'm going to guess he does the cookies and candy.
Cookies.
I'll guess the last one, the toy soldier one.
Painting,
sorry.
He has had this hobby for years. He hand-paints Mattel toy soldiers.
Oh, hello. Oh, wow. Who got that one right?
And finally.
Yeah, to give me a trivia show.
Friday, hey. Don't work till Monday. We're gonna play today. Aloha Friday. Now, little bitty Clement.
Yes, sir.
Tina. Peon. Dan. Everybody.
All right, Steve.
Don't spend too much money on me for Christmas.
Not a problem.
Anana Kuli Makawani Yani Ona Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
There he goes. Mike Evans. Live from Southern California. Where they had a lot of wind apparently the other day. Like big time wind. Like
it was cold too.
Miles per hour.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. So Mike Evans is brought to you by Thompson Price, ThompsonPrice.com. I mentioned a story about Piers Morgan, who I can't stand, and I don't know what he won. What is it, the Donald Trump show, The Apprentice? Isn't that right? Isn't that where he became famous? And, of course, he's on the Got Talent show. Is he still on that show? Or they booted him off of that.
Right, well, Morgan won.
Or did he leave? Did he leave, or did they ask
he
him?
He said he's devoting more time to his late night show.
Okay, so they booted him off of that. And he's doing the CNN thing, which isn't doing very good ratings. So last night, I think it was last night, they're talking about this comedian, this Patrice O'Neill. I'll just read you the quote. It's a sad day for comedy with the death of Patrice O'Neill, who I know that you knew, Piers Morgan said to his guest Dane Cook. She died of a stroke today. I want to take a quick look at Patrice on Jimmy Fallon to remind everybody just how funny she was. It's a he.
Yeah.
What did Dane Cook say?
Dane Cook didn't say anything. I saw it. He just kind of let it go and said Patrice was a great person.
What did you think somebody, I don't, you know, somebody put that in the teleprompter. You would think somebody
that research person would have edited, whoever,
would have edited that one. All right, do we need to break, Ian?
No, we got a couple minutes.
All right, I'm going to share a couple more of these. Dan gave me these earlier. Differences between men and women. The differences, for example, eating out. When the bill arrives, Mike, Dave, and John will each throw in $20, even though it's only for $32.50. None of them will have anything smaller, and none will actually admit they want change back. When the girls get their bill, out comes the pocket calculators. Money. A man will pay $2 for a $1 item he needs. A woman will pay $1 for a $2 item she doesn't need, but it's on sale. Bathrooms. A man... Oh, this is so true. A man has 6 items in his bathroom. A toothbrush and toothpaste, shaving cream, razor, a bar of soap, and a towel. The average number of items in the typical woman's bathroom is 337. A man would not be able to identify more than 20 of these items. I'll just turn to Tina real quick because I don't think you're not the typical woman.
Not.
You don't have all that crap, do you?
I know.
Like 50,000 bottles of different types of shampoo that can do everything from split ends to. You have three. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty good.
Do you have any body scrubs?
Yes.
Scrubs?
Loofahs?
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
And a bar of soap.
Mm-hmm. No loofahs or sponges?
Well, I did have a sponge, but I left it in the shower.
Easy.
Simmer down there.
Arguments. Arguments.
Just trying to get a visual.
Arguments. A woman has the last word in any argument. Anything a man says after that is the beginning of a new argument. A woman worries about the future until she gets a husband. A man never worries about the future until he gets a wife. I don't know that I get that one.
No, because it's the same thing.
Who gave me this list again? Hang on. This is Dan's list. Sorry, I just emailed. Throw him under the bus. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Frank Ladd. How's it look, Frank?
Well, they've cleared that earlier accident eastbound Highway 70 at West Florissant. Still some backups. No, now approaching Lucas and Hunt. Still some slow going westbound headed out of the city as you make your way out on Highway 40 between the Science Center now and McCausland, and then again in pockets from Clayton Warson out to Mason Road, then from the Boone's Crossing area out to the Boone Bridge. 70 westbound is heavy from Zumbel, looks like, out to T.R. Hughes. Southbound on 170. Still slow going at Page down to Brentwood. 270 southbound heavy as well. Page all the way down to Doherty Ferry. You'll hit the brakes eastbound on 270 as you make your way around the bend between McDonnell and New Florissant, as well as a heavy pocket westbound on Highway 40 approaching the K interchange there, all the way out to an incident that's on the right shoulder. This update is brought to you by 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. You probably have a Sirius smartphone, so why not use it to call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for state minimum coverage? You can pay with a credit card. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO, state minimum coverage, maximum savings. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd of the Big 550 KTRS.
Steve Cochran.
Babu, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
The Cochran Show.
Even though the temperature's cooler, there's something psychosomatic about seeing the sun.
And I believe it affects women more than men.
Weekday mornings at 10.
Might. I don't know if there's any.
I believe women are more prone to, or it doesn't matter if there's studies, because that's my science.
I see.
The Big 550.
Women are more prone to seasonal affective disorder.
We call it sad.
Yeah. We have more hormones to deal with than you do, so maybe so.
Hey, it's not a contest.
KTRS.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're Hooters Girls. We want to talk to you about an epidemic sweeping the country.
It can strike at any time.
Without warning.
Without pity.
It could happen to you.
Or a friend.
Or the friend of a friend.
Or the friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay, that's enough. I think they get it.
Right.
We're talking about
chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Not just any wings.
Bad wings.
Not good wings.
Wings served by restaurants that wish they were Hooters.
But sadly, are not.
Hooters has been serving our nearly world-famous chicken wings
since 1983.
1983? That's a long time.
Don't let bad wings happen to good people.
Trust the original.
Trust Hooters.
Hooters Nearly World Famous Wings, breaded or naked, featuring 15 great sauces, including our new Chipotle Honey Blazing Bourbon Glaze and Habanero Barbecue. On Monday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings, just $10.99.
The difference is in the details. Try out the D-Series lineup of skid steers, track loaders, and mini excavators at John Deere and Herb Equipment. John Deere D-Series compact equipment comes with many customer-inspired improvements, like a quieter ride, more spacious cabs, and an industry-exclusive cooling system. John Deere and Herb Equipment are committed to you, the customer, now and in the future. For more, go to Herb, that's E-R-B, equipment.com. Now's the time to make the change to John Deere and Herb Equipment.
Seven Sports Lounge at Casino Queen is your football headquarters. Catch all the action with NFL Sunday Ticket on the new HD video wall and 70-inch TVs. Enjoy an ice-cold 29-degree draft every day for $1.25. Every Saturday through Monday, enjoy bucket of beers, a large pizza, or a platter of hot wings for only $7.77. Seven Sports Lounge and Nightclub, where there's a party 7 days a week. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Someday
Just discovered another difference between men and women during the commercial break.
That was perfect, man.
All right, almost 6 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
What?
Yeah, I know. Imagine that. Look at that time, by God. So Stevie Wonder is going to do Dancing with the Stars.
No.
That's what they say. They say Stevie Wonder is now losing weight so he can look good while competing on Dancing with the Stars. Hmm. The singer insists he's deadly serious about showing off on the dance floor, showing his moves off on the dance floor. What can really Stevie Wonder?
As long as you don't let go of his hand, you could probably do it.
That's a great question. I mean,
you can't. They wouldn't be able to let go.
But
of
how
his
do
hand.
You?
No, you just
how do you not step on feet though?
That's you'd have to come up with some pretty clever dance moves, I would think. To
well, they're just going
to have
to tell
him. Hold them and say, turn like this, like this, and then. Don't let go of his hand.
Good for him. I hope he does it. I think that'd be great.
But why couldn't he? Now I understand you have a partner, and that may be true. But why couldn't a blind guy dance like everybody else?
No, he could.
He can.
It's just learning the steps. I would think would be harder because you can't see what you have to learn.
Right.
You have to just learn it.
Blind people
maybe put a railing up around the stage.
A railing around the stage.
What stage? What happened to your voice?
Well, I don't know. I mean. Because some of those moves, they get pretty intense,
right.
Going back and forth, and it is a stage, right? I've never seen the show, but
it's a dance floor. No, they're not.
What, do you think he's going
to
run into a camera?
You don't have to go up on stage.
I don't know how you keep track of where you are on.
That's why I said you'd probably have to do a dance where you rarely lose contact with him, or he just stands there for a second until the gal comes back.
Yeah.
That would be very interesting to see. That'd be very interesting to see.
Well, what would happen is if they do lose contact, he'll probably stay in one spot, and then the partner would come back to him. Yeah.
Mm. There you go.
Is that what you just said?
Something to look forward to, Dancing with the Stars, Stevie Wonder. Man, what a great musician. I think my first real Stevie Wonder song, before I discovered all of the oldies, was I've Just Called to Say I Love You, the one we used to, that was in the mid-80s hit there. But Stevie Wonder, Dancing with the Stars, would be the first blind celebrity to dance on the show. Not the first with a major disability. That would have been deaf actress Matlin.
Marlene Martin.
You know what I meant.
You're going to have a trivia show tomorrow?
Nope. it's been canceled. Speaking of trivia, and I discovered this yesterday. We're doing a little research on toys, of all things. Here we are getting ready for Christmas. People are buying stuff. I started to do some research on toys and old toys and stuff. Now, I'm 30. Almost 32, so this does not apply to me. Peon won't know this either, probably. Maybe you two will. Prior to, I believe it was 1964, where Mr. Potato Head, you had to supply your own potato. Do you remember that?
No.
I don't remember that.
Before 1964, they said
just
Mr.
had the pieces.
Yeah
they gave you the pieces, and then you did your potato.
Oh,
yeah.
That would make
sense. I thought you
sense.
Just said you didn't remember.
I don't remember
don't
that, but I knew that happened. I don't remember doing that.
Yeah, that would be especially my God if you lost your toy potato in the toy box after a few weeks, that would start to spin.
And he has all sorts of little arms coming out. You know those eyes. Yeah, why don't they call them eyes?
more fun facts like that tomorrow night here on the Big 550 for my very first debut trivia show. Let's see how much time we got. Another couple of minutes here. We've got a lady in Florida. It's always Florida.
It is.
Who has lost her job. She was a high school cheerleading coach. Very pretty. They've got a picture of her here. And she was fired because she worked at Hooters part-time. Now, I don't think that's that big of a deal.
I don't either. They don't show anything.
You know, if your part-time job was, you know, you went out to California and shot, you know, pornos in the summertime or something, okay, yeah. I could see that.
And what
maybe
if she was a lifeguard? They wear less clothing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So she's fighting back and wants her job back, and I that's just ridiculous. I mean, and to be honest, I've never been inside a Hooters restaurant.
Really?
I've never
they
actually
really
went into the Hooters
Are
restaurant.
Are you kidding?
I've never been to a
What's
Hooters.
Wrong with you as a 30-year-old man?
I don't know. I've never been in there, but I tell you what, if they have women that look like this in there, I may have to go and check that out. Hopefully she'll be able to keep her job.
You're waiting for the early bird special.
Yeah.
He's going to swing by at 3:30 or 4 for dinner.
Get home before dark that
way. Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
You gals got some good gams.
Yeah.
You guys done?
Where's the buffet?
Do you have any soup?
Okay. No, it's all right. No, it's okay.
Can I get some hot tea?
I can handle it. I can handle it, folks. I'm all right.
More milk.
Can you rip the meat off the wings? I can gum them down that way.
No sauce.
My feet hurt.
Do you have about 15 seconds worth more? Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for listening today. Hope you folks have a fantastic weekend. Everybody back here on Monday for the large morning show in the afternoon. Make it a fantastic weekend. And again, the big trivia show. First one, Mark.
Congrats, Joe.
Thank you, guys. 9 o'clock here.
Hooters girl show up for his first show.
Right outside the window. That'd be great. Have a great Friday night, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but